You want to try one more time, Diana? This is 384 Diana. Sorry, we're not hearing anything, so maybe you can text me and let me know that you were there. You tried anyway. I know that it's raining pretty good here, so that might be part of the issue. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605. This is Judy checking in from O'Brien, and I copy you loud and clear. How do you copy me?
We copy you loud and clear as well. Well, hopefully you've been listening, and we've been talking about hazardous materials, and it's kind of a refresher of the things that we have in our house that are considered hazardous materials. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, it was a lot of good information, reminder about those chemicals and where to put them. A lot of the stuff is in the garage, separately stored, safely, hopefully. And as far as household cleaners, I just really stick to baking soda. A little bit of bleach here and there if I need it, and Simple Green and lemon. I do peels. And you can make your own astringent cleaner with it, like lemon peels. And that works really good. Oh, I wanted to say one more thing, break. Back in my past life, when we had a glass company in the Bay Area, we learned that newspaper worked best on glass to clean, because we would clean all the glass and stuff when we left a building, a business. And newspaper works the best. It doesn't leave streaks. And it's really good. So that's my tip for the day. Besides the net, I will announce.
Copy that. Yeah, that's what I use usually when I do my windows instead of paper towels. I use newspaper because it does work very well. Yes, Judy, please announce the iGuard net.
Thank you. iGuard meets every second Tuesday. 6 p.m. at Wild River in Cave Junction, and it's from 6 to 8, and we usually go over radio stuff, sometimes training. We have nets on Monday night, three nets. We start at 7 o'clock on the GMRS, 462-600, plus PL141.3, and then we move on to radio to radio so that we can find out who's in our area and who can we communicate during an emergency, and that's the FRS3 project and the MERS3. And that's it for me. You ladies have a good evening, and thanks so much for doing the net, Karen.
Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you for sharing all that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? This is WRPL 826 Sioux. Copy that, Sue. You're coming in loud and clear. So hopefully you've heard us discussing hazardous materials, kind of a refresher of those things that we commonly have in our house that might be considered hazardous. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
I went to the community side. I was just thinking of all the illegal grows and the fertilizer when they clean up an illegal grow, how much toxic there is. And if there's any big companies in Grants Pass that would cause a fire or chemical problem.
Copy that. Yeah, that's totally understandable. I'm not sure about that. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Sue?
Well, it's been raining here since 4 o'clock, and hope everybody stays safe tonight.
Copy that. Hopefully you stay safe as well, Sue. Be careful on your drive. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that, Bobby May. You're also coming in loud and clear. So hopefully you've been hearing us talk about the hazardous materials, and a lot of them found commonly in our homes that we probably had forgotten they might be hazardous. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
Yeah, I do want to reiterate the mixing of compounds, especially in the bathroom. I don't know how many people I have drug out of bathrooms because they want to mix bleach and ammonia and Comet and all that in their bathrooms. Please don't mix anything. But one of the other things I want to mention to people, especially with this cold weather, is do not warm up your car in a closed-up garage. It creates too much monoxide poisoning.
Copy that. Yeah, very, very good information. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Bobby May?
That's about it. Enjoy the rain that we're going to be coming along with.
Yep, sounds like we'll probably be getting lots of rain in the next several days, so hopefully we all can enjoy that. Well, thank you for sharing all that, Bobby May. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRJY 779. I read you loud and clear, Karen.
You're a little bit faint, Chantel, but we can hear you. Hopefully you're on the mend. I know that you haven't been feeling well. So the ladies have been talking about hazardous materials in our homes, and we just kind of did a refresher, not realizing anymore that some of those are hazardous. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Chantel?
Our staples for cleaning here are pretty much either peroxide or vinegar. We use just a regular white vinegar, and it'll actually kill bacteria that bleach won't. If we need an abrasive, we usually use just some baking soda alongside with our vinegar. Don't ever mix peroxide and vinegar together, though. That creates very, very, very bad gas. But we don't really ever use bleach or anything like that. But yeah, that's pretty much what we've got going on.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much for sharing that, Chantel. You're in our thoughts and prayers. Hope you're feeling better soon. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423 Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So we've been refreshing ourselves on the hazardous materials around the house that we probably had forgotten that were that way. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?
Nothing to add tonight, but I've just been taking it in, and it's been good tips. And everyone have a good evening.
Awesome, and the same to you as well. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRZL 684 Lee. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRUJ 362 Nancy, radio check for Patriot Lady. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRUJ 362 Nancy, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Three 362 negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXT 583 Gina, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? I heard part of that, Gina. You're a little bit staticky. You want to try one more time? WRXT583. How's that? Any better? Much better. You must have moved your radio a little bit, or maybe you're standing with one leg in the air or something, because it worked just great that time. So the ladies have been talking about, well, we've been refreshing on hazardous materials in our home, and some that we probably hadn't thought about in a while. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Gina? Sorry, Gina, that static was there again, and we just kind of caught bits and pieces. You want to try one more time? Sorry, Gina, we didn't catch any of that, but if you'd like to text me that or email that to me, then maybe I can share it with the other ladies later. So sorry that you couldn't get through this evening, but thank you for trying to share. We appreciate your participating in the radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSEZ 492 Yvette. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WSEZ 492 Karen, this is Yvette. Thank you for the net. I can hear you loud and clear, kind of over here.
Copy that. There's a little bit of static in the background when you're speaking as well, but you are coming through. So the ladies have been talking about hazardous materials in our home, and a lot of us probably don't even think about that anymore. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Yvette?